Now in the fifth quarter show, I'm joined by Wade Billington, Salisbury girls basketball coach. And coach, your girls are continuing to roll. Looks like I think you've won 8 straight and you get a couple wins this week. Can you walk us through those?
We went over to Paris Tuesday night to start the week with a conference game. Girls really came out and set the tone early. We try to apply quite a bit of pressure defensively and, change it, whether it's full court or half court, three-quarter court. We try to give quite a few different looks. And, Paris has got a 6'5 girl inside, and so she's always a tough matchup. So I thought all night long we did a good job keeping their guards off balance and really kind of keeping them out of their stuff. And I think we took an 11-point lead in halftime and then came out in the second half, and about midway through the third quarter was able to really pull away and just continue to separate from there.
Who are some of the girls that have been leading the way this week for the Salisbury Panthers?
Well, over at Paris, we actually had it was a really a team effort. Honestly, Maddie White stepped up and had 11. She's more of a defensive player and a rebounder, but she was kind of forced to score with some things they tried to do defensively. Bryn Woldridge, I believe, had 14. Chloe Wyatt had 9. Those two are our leading scorers usually every game. We've gotten some good play out of Brooks DeFankwitz, Brooke Bartholomew. And our bench play has been great with Abigail Gebhardt and Rachel Fessler and Caitlin Gerdes, Lizzie Bales. We've really had a good team effort all week.
And it looks like you've got one matchup next week against Hallsville, and they look like they're pretty good, 12-3 on the season, I believe.
Yeah. Hallsville. They've got a nice club. We played them down at the Central A tournament early in the third place game, and we beat them down there. I don't remember the exact score. We beat them, I would say, by around 20. They're athletic. They shoot it well. They get out and go. They press you and cause some turnovers and change the pace. So it'll be a good contest for us. I hate only having one game and having that long a break. We've been rolling pretty well and playing pretty good, and then to go into a week where we've just got one game. That'll be curious to see kind of see what we're made of and how we come out.
It looks like you're going to get busy the following week because you'll be in the Sturgeon tournament then. What are some things you'd like to tune up and have your girls get better for that Sturgeon tournament?
We've got to do some work offensively, try to continue to work on our timing. The ball still kind of sticks, and our post and guards are still a little bit out of sync with the basketball as far as getting it to, go side to side. Defensively, we've got some little things, continue to improve our help side defense. And then probably the biggest one that I've been really preaching at the girls is just rebounding the basketball, and trying to have a consistent effort there throughout the entire game. And then against each of the opponents that we play, that's one thing that I feel like that we really need to improve is getting on the glass and controlling the glass a little bit more.